FM 104 switched on, and we're joined by the current Queen of Ireland, Lyra. Hello.
How are you, girl?
I am very, very good. So your self-titled album came out on Friday. How has it been?
Oh my God, it's been a whirlwind, I'm not going to lie. I've been extremely emotional. There was one day where I just could not stop crying. Everyone's like, are you okay, hon? I was like, just give me a moment. I've only waited about 5 years for this.
Yeah.
So it's been great. I mean, the response has been amazing. The support's been amazing. It was so great to be able to hand my dad my vinyl and being like, here you go. Because he helped me self-fund my very first EP. So to now be able to hand him an album, a gold vinyl, was a moment for me and him.
Oh, I can imagine so. And when you can hold the hard copy of it, it's such an achievement. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thanks. That means a lot. Thank you.
And I hear you're headed to number one too.
Well, JP Mac, I have a long road ahead of me and I have one massive hurdle to get over, and that's Beyonce. So let's hope these legs are long enough to jump over her.
Lyra versus Beyonce. I bet you never thought that would happen.
Never in my wildest dreams. I mean, everyone's always like the Cork Beyonce, or Beyonce with a Cork accent, or the band in Beyonce. I'm kind of like, okay, that's fantastic, but I don't want to be up against her. I don't.
Oh, look, it's amazing. 14 tracks. Tell us a little bit about what went into this. How long have you been making this album?
I've been making it for probably about 4 years. So a lot of the songs were written already, like pre-COVID times. I do actually use that as like a terminology of like the years. It's like,
yeah,
AD and whatever they use in the Bible. I'm using pre-COVID and after COVID. Mm-hmm. So it was written pretty much pre-COVID, and I had all the tracks, and there's one actually on it, Loved By You, that was never going to be on the album, and I went to record vocals for the album, and this song just came pouring out of me, and I wrote it in about an hour. So she was a new addition to the album, which I love. There actually also was two songs that were already written, but they were in ballad form about the old ex. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I know I need to stop talking about him. And I was sick to death of singing ballads about him. So I rejigged them, put a new outfit on them, and now they're on there as kind of dance vibes, synth songs.
That's kind of what you want, really. You kind of want to dance them out of your hair, don't you?
Oh yeah. I've danced him away.
Yes.
Don't worry about that. I mean, this album was like full closure for me, the closure that I needed in my life.
Yeah. It's now printed into vinyl as well, which is excellent.
It is, yeah. I'll put a copy in the post room.
Imagine. Nice little note on it.
Yeah. Thanks for the heartbreak.
Yes, you've gave me this wonderful album. But I was at your Hot Press event on Thursday night, and you really bring it together when it's live, don't you? That's where you live.
That is my home, is on the stage. And as cheesy as that sounds, I think it's just because I'm very much a girl who loves to interact with people, and I love to give back. That's one thing as an artist I feel like maybe people don't do enough of, because let's be honest here, like without our audience, we aren't really anything. We're singer-songwriters, and if you're me, a really bad dancer. So once I see people in front of me, I just really want to be thankful to them and put on a great show to let them know how much they mean to me. So that's really where I come alive, I feel like, and I suppose where I feel most secure and more myself, because I'm not hiding.
Yeah, and I think the last time we spoke as well, it was just before your three Olympia gig.
Oh my God, yeah.
How
those gigs
that?
Always scared the living life out of me, I'm not going to lie. I don't know why.
Really? It's such a venue though.
I think that's it. I think it's because like it's such an iconic venue that like really marks an artist's career. So like you feel like, right, I have to give it socks and more here.
Did the people who attended that gig get a glimpse of the album that night?
Oh, they did. Mm. I know when I went on the tour, I wasn't supposed to sing any album tracks. But like, as I said, I'm the artist who likes to give back. And I was like, these people have worked hard and then spent their money to come see me. I'm giving some exclusives away. So I think I added like three album tracks, and it was a nice feeling that they were the first people to hear it. You know, it was a lovely moment for us. So I hope they enjoyed it.
You've put the album together, you've put it out. Once you do that, do you feel like it almost belongs to somebody else now?
Yeah, it's like going through another bloody breakup. Not that I need another one in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I've kept you in my arms for 4 years just to myself. And now we've broken up and you're going out dating other people. And I'm not too sure how I feel about it, to be quite honest with you. So there we go. A bit of speed dating of Lyra around Ireland.
Are you going to be able to take a moment and take it all in the next couple of days?
I think I will. You know, I think once Friday's passed and, you know, whether we make it to number one or whether we don't, I think I'm going to sit back. I'm going to relax. I'm going to listen to the vinyl and I'm just going to enjoy the moment. You know, I'm really going to enjoy it and just let it sink in that it's here, because I feel like it hasn't yet.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, because it feels like you, like even just watching your Instagram, that you've just been running around since Friday. So it's constant. So you haven't had a chance to really, as you say, let it soak in.
Yeah, but I'm massively enjoying it. Like, good. You know, although I'm not sleeping because I'm a nervous wreck, but it's the first time bringing out an album. You know, we never get the first of anything in our lives back. So I am really enjoying it and making memories and taking as many photos and videos as I can, because I'll never get to relive this time in my life. Mm. And, you know, the support's been amazing. And if we do get an Irish artist to the Irish number one, then it's just the cherry on top.
People can still help you get there, can't they?
They can. And please, please, please do. Yeah, everyone can. So like any physical copy or any download will count towards the charts. And, you know, you can still get the physicals until 7 p.m. Thursday, and you can still get the downloads until midnight Thursday. And then it's all over. There's not much more we can do but pray.
Yeah, but even as you say, whether you get it or not, where I think you will, I think you've nailed it at this point. But even not, like, you've such an incredible album. It's so much fun. I want to bop around when it's on. So either way, it's been a win.
Exactly. And you know what? It's so nice now to be going out on the road over the summertime and being able to sing these songs, because, you know, they've lived inside me for such a long time. It's nice now to be able to let them out and share them with people. It's going to be such an amazing summer.
And you're going to be in live at the Marquee in Cork on the 16th of June. I'm sure you'll be up to other bits as well.
I know, yeah. You know what? To be quite honest, when that email came in, I was like, I emailed back and I was like, oh, who am I supporting? And they were like, no, it's your own show. And I was like, are you serious?
Nice.
So that's going to be a moment. I mean, I have already ordered 2 custom-made outfits. It's going to be a show and a half.
Usually when we talk, we talk about your outfits as well. So they're always spectacular. Like, we must mention the one that you wore in the Late Late on Friday night. Unbelievable.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wasn't she so juicy?
Gorgeous.
I loved her.
Gorgeous.
Like, I mean, I felt sorry for Mariam because I nearly bashed her out of the way with the shoulder things at one point. I was like, I'm so sorry.
I think she was loving it.
I love her. I love her. She's such an amazing woman. I just love having fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
I like can go down the shops any day in like my tracksuit, which I do regularly. So when I get on stage and I'm, you know, performing for people, I want them to get a full experience. And for me, that includes what I'm wearing. I'm sure some people just come to see what I'm wearing. So that's fine by me too.
It all works. It all works.
Exactly, girl.
If people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, you're at This Is Lyra on Instagram, and the self-titled album Lyra is out now. People need to go check it out, stream it, buy it, whatever you need to do.
Exactly. That would be amazing. Lyra, I can't wait till Friday now.
Yes, me too. I'll be watching it like a hawk. Lyra, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy week to have a quick chat.
Oh, thanks a million for your support. You know, it means the world to me. So thank you.